You have your Bible tonight, turn to the 120th Psalm. The 120th Psalm. Never done this before, but we're going to jump around here a little bit, but it'll be all right. Help of the Lord. The Bible says in the 120th Psalm, verse 1, "In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and He heard me." Psalm 121, verse 1, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Psalm 122, verse 1, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." As we see this night in the 120th Psalm, the psalmist said, "In my distress." I want to say, if we ain't ever been in distress in America, we're in distress now. You say, "Well, preacher, we went through wars and World War I and World War II and went through the Depression. We went through, America has come through so much already." But I want to say, hey, we have, and those were distressing times. But I want to say, when we look around at our country tonight and our fellow men, and we see how America has become, how like I've said so many times, that we've got plumb gone surpass sinfulness and just turned to plumb wickedness, where you got men and women killing each other for seemingly no reason. You got the sex and the drugs and the alcoholism and the abuse is more rampant than it's ever been. And America is in distress. We ought to be, amen, in distress. And the psalmist said, "I was in distress." I want to say, when we get in distress, the only thing that we can do to get out of distress is call upon the Lord. Amen. He's a high and a lofty God who's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for me and you. And praise God, when we get under distress, praise God, when we get under stress, we need just call upon the Lord, because the Bible said He is near unto us. Amen. He's there for us. He's there to help us. He's there to encourage us. He's there to as the shepherd, the chief shepherd, the master shepherd, to lead us upon the way, because He knows where we need to go. I say all the time, I'm going to follow Jesus all the days of my life, and I'm going to follow Him on into glory. Amen. Because I'm afraid if I stray from my Savior, praise God, He knows the way in. Amen. He knows where Chili Jordan is, and He knows where the stepping stones are. And as long as we follow Jesus, praise God, well, one day there's a promise. He made a promise to Himself that one day we were going to be with Him where He is. I'm looking forward to that. Amen. Why? Because all the distress will be gone. But in order to get the help that we need tonight, He said, "In my distress, I cried unto the Lord." Amen. The one thing about Him here, He said, you know, "I was in distress," but the one thing, He had the mindset, praise God, to cry out to the Lord. Now, He might have called out to the king. He might have called out to Pharaoh. He might have called, whoever his master was of this earth, He might have called out to him, his authority in this world. He could have called out, could have cried out to them, and they might have heard Him. They might not. They might have helped Him. They might not. But praise God, He didn't say He called out to them, but said in His distress, He called out to the Lord. And I like that next part. Amen. He said, "And He heard me."
Yeah.
Hey, amen. He said, "When I called out to the Lord, in my distress, I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard me." Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord began to, praise God, the prayer bells of glory was ringing. He said, "Hey, listen, there's old brother Jeff again. He's in distress. He's crying out, and he's crying out to God." Amen. He said, "Enter into the throne room of grace boldly," praise God, because we've been made provision through the precious blood of the Lamb. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, amen, with our petitions before the Lord tonight and say, "Oh God, we need help. We're in distress, a distressful time, a stressful time, and we need Your help," praise God. And we're trusting, believing that You'll hear and answer prayer. Amen. In Little John, he said, we have the petition that we have because it's the will of God. So know if we pray according to the will of God, that we have those petitions. That's priceless. That's a done deal. Amen. If we pray the will of God. Amen. He said, in my distress, when you're stressed out, when you're distressed, when you're under a burden, when you're under a load, praise God. He said, we cry to the Lord and He hears us. Amen. When we get under distress, when you get stressed out, when the kids are driving you crazy, amen. When the boss man is not agreeable, when things ain't going your way, amen. Stress comes, distress comes, praise God. Just cry out to the Lord and say, oh God, we need some help here. Believing in her heart, praise God, that the Lord, now listen, the Lord wants to help you. Amen. The Lord loves to help you. He lives to help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He died, He got up, He went and sat right here to help, to be a help to us. So He said, I cried unto the Lord. He said, and the Lord heard me. Amen. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. So see, I believe what happens when we begin to cry out to the Lord, amen, we need to be looking up, expecting something from Him. Yeah. I believe a lot of times we pray, but we don't expect nothing. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh me. Yeah. Oh me. Yeah. When we pray to God, we ask Him to bring our petition for it, we get in distress and we cry out to the Lord and we know that He hears us, praise God, but we ought to be expecting something from Him. So when we cry, praise God, look into the hills, He said, for which cometh my help. See, He cried out, expecting, praise God, till it comes. I want to say, praise the Lord, we ought to cry out and just keep crying out and cry out. If we've got lost loved ones, lost children, lost brothers and sisters, lost mamas and daddies, we ought to just keep crying out and crying out and crying out because we know that God wants to save them. Amen. We know that God wants to help. We know that God wants to raise them up. So we just keep crying out, expecting, praise God, till the help shows up. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord expect. So I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. So see, He's anticipating something. He's looking for something. He's expecting something from the Lord. But I'm afraid so many times that we just go about our little format of prayer. Amen. Don't get past the ceiling. Amen. Most times because we haven't said, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Praise God. Forgive me of my slothfulness. Forgive me of my laziness. Forgive me for not caring like I should, Lord. Amen. God, forgive me for not having a burden in my heart for an old sinner that needs saving. Amen. Lifting up the Lord and say, hey, Lord, Lord, I love you and I thank you, praise God, and I'm lifting up and I'm expecting something. Amen. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. He said, Lord, I'm a-looking. Amen. Can you just see it? What if we got on our knees and we prayed? And when we prayed, praise the Lord, and we prayed for some old lost sinner to be saved. Amen. Now listen. Pray for some old lost sinner to be saved, praise God. And when we got done praying, we got up and we jumped in the car and we booked it over to their house. Yeah. You're a preacher, what good would that do? Because, praise God, you won't be there when they get in. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Praise God. He said, Amen. I cried out to the Lord. I know He heard me, and I'm looking for Him. I'm looking for the results. Amen. Amen. So you jump in your car and you run over to that child, that young'un, that mama, that daddy, that person, praise God, that's lost or needs help, that's backslid, praise God, and you pull up in the parking lot and you say, all right, Lord, I'm here. Let's see this thing. Amen. Amen. Expecting, praise God, God to move on the scene and touch that heart, save that old sinner, praise God, to reach down, snatch the devil and the wickedness out of him. Praise be to God for His glory and put him back on the solid foundation of Lord Jesus Christ and point him in the right direction. Amen. Amen. You said, well, I had a fellow ask me, I said, preacher, why don't we ever see God moving no more? Because we pray amiss to consume it upon our own lust. We pray our wishes and our desires. We pray for God to do things the way we want it to be done. Amen? But a lot of times God don't work that way. But praise God, when you say, oh God, you know the situation, you know the distress that we're in, and God, we need help. Amen. Amen. And then we begin to look to hills from which cometh that help. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the hills of glory. Amen. I'm going to say, if there's any help going to become for America, praise God, Brother Dean, tonight, it's going to come from the Lord. Our leaders don't have enough spirituality. Amen. To get through. Amen. They can't even say a prayer in Congress, much less get it through to God. Amen. But I tell you, when we trust the Lord, praise God, and we look to Him, amen, expecting for Him to come. He said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. He said, I'm looking to the portals of glory, amen, expecting until God hears and He answers those prayers. Amen. Praise God. And I'm a traveling preacher. I'm a looking, praise God, expecting Him to move. Amen. I'm expecting Him to do a work. But how many times do we pray? I mean, just be honest with yourself. And we really don't expect nothing. Amen. We pray for our children, our loved ones, our lost loved ones. Praise God, to be at the house of God, getting in, getting saved. But how many times do we knock on the door and invite them? Say, man, I'd really like to see you at church Sunday. Huh? I wonder how many times we call them up and say, you know what? I'd like for you to come be at church with me tomorrow. Amen. And then when you come in, praise God, you come in and say, oh God, please let them, please keep the devil off of them. Please keep the devil at bay. Let them get up. Let them get ready. Let the kids get ready. Let them not have no fights, no bickering among them. Praise God, let them get in the car. Don't let them fight in the car. Get them down to the house of God. And Lord, I'm looking for them. Praise God. And you come in, you sit on the pew expecting them to be there. The psalmist said, hey, you know what? He said, I look to the hills which come with my help, praise God. I'm expecting something to happen. He said, I'm looking to the hills, amen, from which cometh my help. He said, the Lord's going to send it. The Lord's going to give it help. The Lord's going to get me out of the distress. The Lord's going to save my family. The Lord's going to get our folks in. Get them ready. Praise God, so they don't miss out, so they get to go to heaven with us. So we're living in a day and time when they've got a philosophy that everybody's saved and everybody's going to get in. No. Those that's rejected Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin will stay lost forever. They'll scream in the regions of the damned. Amen. Forever. Amen. The soul of man never dies. It either goes to heaven or it goes to hell. Amen. And God makes us free moral agents to make that choice. I've told you many, many times what He does is Jesus puts Himself out there. He put Himself out there for me and you. He died for us. He rose again from the dead, victorious over death in the grave. And He come up out there. We're, praise God, we ought to be rejoicing. And Jesus has said, pick me, pick me, pick me. And if we don't choose Jesus, praise God, then we choose the other way. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad He gives us opportunity to choose Him. I'm glad on March 1976, praise God, at Jesus' side, hey, praise God, He come to me where I was at. Holy Ghost of God said, you know, sinner deserving of hell. And I said, oh God, Lord Jesus, please, I choose you. He come to where I was, knocked on my heart's door. He said, will you let me in? And I throwed open the door of my heart and I said, Jesus, come on in. Amen. Amen. I ain't been the same since. People think I'm crazy. I said, yes, I am. I'm crazy about Jesus. Amen. He's my Lord and my Savior, praise God. He's my go-between. He's my big brother. He keeps the devil off of me. Amen. I expect Him to come along and help me. When I was in high school, we moved down here back from West Virginia when I was in the ninth grade. Just right after Christmas, I'll never forget it. Moved into ninth grade and I'd moved several times. And if you've ever moved, you know, different schools, you learn this thing pretty quick. When you're the new kid there, they're going to try you. I think the devil's in he goes with every kid when they go into a new school just to try you, to test you. And they'll try you sore, just see what you'll put up with. And I figured out after the first one, if you put up with it that first day, you'll put up with it the rest of the year. Amen? But when we moved back down here in the ninth grade, I had a cousin, Gary. Gary's 2 years older than me. He's not a big fella, he's not much bigger than me, but he was a big fella on the football team. I mean, he was running back, and he was a good guy, and everybody liked him. He was a captain of the wrestling team and all that. And when I moved back here, everybody thought Gary was my brother. They did. Said, "You're Massey?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I'm a Massey." He said, "I said, Gary." I said, "Yeah, Gary." So he's your brother. And I said, "Yeah." Nobody messed with Gary. Amen. I figured I had some help. Yeah, preacher, you lied. Amen. They said it, I didn't. I just agreed to it. Amen. But I said that to say this, praise God, because I had somebody there with me. And I knew because he was there, amen, hey, wouldn't nobody mess with me. They'd leave me, because Gary, hey, he was popular. He had some big old buddies. He had old Jeff Robinson, some of them. I mean, I'm talking about them guys that stood in the middle when they said, "Hut, hut, the football." Amen. Like old refrigerator, power plant. Nobody run over them. Amen. And since he had those friends, praise God, I wanted those too. And praise God, I never had no trouble through school. Amen. And praise God, since I got Jesus on my side, praise God, the devil comes along, he tries to upset my apple cart, but praise God, my big brother Jesus, praise God, is always on my side. He always comes along and helps me, praise God. Every time I need help, he's right there. Now they sometimes, I'll be honest, I'm just flesh and blood like you. Sometimes I'm beginning to wonder within myself, "Lord, where are you at? You know, I called on you a long time ago. I'm looking, but I'm not seeing nothing. I'm not a feeling nothing. Lord, where are you?" And then it seems like old devil. You know, sometimes he feels like the devil, brother Dean. He takes his foot and he puts on top of your head and just starts mashing you. You ever feel like that? Starts squishing you down. Amen. About time you feel like you're about that tall, praise God. Something comes along, grabs that foot and goes, throws the old devil a flip, praise God, gets him off, picks you up, loves you up in a big old loving arm, praise God. He said, "Hey, glory be God, because you've been a-looking, praise God." He said, "I look the hill which cometh my help." He said, "My help cometh from the Lord." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He takes that big old devil's foot, throws him off, picks you up, loves you up, cleans you up, praise God, sets you back, praise God, on the straight path again, amen, and lets you go again. Amen. He said, "Come on, I'll go before you. Praise God. You'll be all right." Praise the Lord. He says, "Your help will always come from the Lord." Amen. It'll always come from the Lord. Most of the help we get, it don't come from the world. Most people in the world, if you haven't noticed lately, most people in the world are self-centered. They think about me. You know, I've got to take care of me. I've got to get stuff for me. They don't think much about anybody else. It don't matter how much somebody, their neighbors are hurting, no matter how much their neighbor has need, praise God. They say, "Well, you know, if I got anything left over." That's what Jesus liked about that little widow woman. Yeah. Hey man, they was watching people. He was there in the temple and they was coming in, they was throwing money into the treasury jar. And most of them was coming in, they was throwing in of their surplus. But he watched a little widow woman, she come in here and she throwed of, praise God, she throwed of her want. She throwed in of her need, praise God. In other words, her lunch money, praise God. She said, "Know what? I love the Lord. The Lord loves me. I'm just going to go ahead and cast it in. And praise God, I'll just trust the Lord to buy me my dinner." Amen. Praise God. So she cast in, the Bible says, of her need. Amen. Of her want. She casted it in that pot. And she just trusted the Lord, praise God, that He would provide. And guess what? I've often thought about that. Do you think she went to bed hungry? No, sir. You think she had hardship because of? No, sir. Amen. God stepped in, praise God. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Glory." Hey, it blessed the heart of God to see her kindness, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, "I look in the hills from becoming my help. To my help cometh from the Lord." Amen. The Lord's the only one, praise God, that can step down and help us, praise God, in our time of need, our time of want, our time of joy. Amen. He just keeps giving us joy. Our joy is in the Lord. I had to sit down last night with a couple and try to work out some problems, and they was talking about just wasn't happy. Some people from another place had just, well, I was recommended to them to counsel with them. They was talking about just not being happy. I said, "Well, happiness depends on what happens. Happiness can change in just a minute. But I said, what you really need is you need joy
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Amen. Joy cometh in, praise God, joy comes from the Lord. And it fills and it satisfies, praise God, ever longing in your soul, praise God. And when you get filled with the joy of the Lord, praise God, guess what comes along as a fringe benefit? Happiness.
Amen.
Amen. You get happy and rejoice, praise God, because the joy that's in your soul, you get the can't help it. Glory to God, I tell you, over there last night, I just about got the can't help it. Old Brother Robert started to say something, got the squall, and praise God, and he couldn't hardly, and I believe Brother Andrew done just about a whole song for old Brother Robert, got his composure back. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord just is encamping about us, praise God. He was just ahead. What was that? That was joy from the Lord, praise God. He ain't nothing like it. You won't find it in this world. You'll find a little flicker of happiness. But if you ever noticed, flickers don't last long. But praise God, when you get the joy of the Lord down in your heart, when it's real, praise God. He said, I look to the hills to become my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. And it gave him joy down in his soul that was unspeakable, praise God. He said, you know what? He said, it's something that I ain't ever got over. I never forget where my joy comes from. Amen. And I said, I just keep looking, expecting, praise God, to God just keep pouring out the joy. Amen. That brings the happiness, that brings the peace and the contentment, peace from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It makes you desirous, praise the Lord, to see God's people. It makes you want to see God's people. Amen. It wants to make you get in a place where you can find other folks that's partaking of the same things that you're getting. Amen. That's getting in on the joys of the Lord, praise God, which is unspeakable and full of grace, praise the Lord, and it stirs in your soul, and it stirs in their soul, and you come together, praise God, with praises upon your lips. Amen. Everybody's excited about the Lord. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God, because something, he said, I got to looking for the Lord. He said, I cried out in my distress, and the Lord heard me. Glory be to God. And he began to speak to my heart. He said, I began to look to the hills, expecting, praise God, till he moved, and praise the Lord, and my help came from the Lord. He said, I couldn't wait to get down to the house of God, tell people about it. Amen. Couldn't wait, praise God, till I got down there to say, you know what? God done it again.
Amen.
Let me tell you what God done. Let me just tell you what God done. Right? He's so good. I was expecting a whole bunch of bills from the insurance. We paid a whole lot up front on the two surgeries that we had. You know, paid a whole bunch up front and paid a whole bunch of it, quite a bit of it off. But I was still expecting some bills from the surgeons and all this other stuff and the anesthesiologists. You know, everybody's got to get your hand in a pocket. Huh? And I thought, well, you know, I'm saving and putting stuff back and paying things off that I owed, you know, and getting ready. Amen. Anticipating. Amen. But I done put it in the Lord's hands. I said, Lord God, it's all yours. Amen. You got to take care of this old boy. The devil tried to beat me down, beat me up, and get me discouraged. But I'm just encouraged myself in the Lord. Amen. And Lord, I'm trusting you. It don't happen very often. But I went to the mailbox the other day, and I got the mail out, and there was a little thing in there for Mission St. Joe's. I guess just Mission now ain't St. Joe's, all Mission now. It said for Mission Hospitals. That's what it was. I took it up to the house, and I thought, well, this is it. This is a big one. I wasn't excited like if it was from Ed McMahon either.
Yeah.
I said, well, this is it. This is the big one I've been expecting. I got up to the house and I kind of throwed it off to the side and opened up all the other mail yet and just trying to, build up my courage. I said, oh, Lord, God, you know what the need is. God, I'm just putting it all in your hands. Take care of this situation. Finally got to that thing, and I tore it open. You know, you tear the ends off, and you rip the top apart and open it up. It was a check for $300. They said, for overpayment. How many times does that ever happen? Amen. Usually they'll find something to make up to suck that little bit up to. But praise God, they said, for overpayment of your bill, praise God, a check, a refund of $300. I said, glory, hallelujah. I took that shack and ran. Praise God, made me a lap around the kitchen. I said, glory, hallelujah to God. There's my tractor payment for this month.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. He's good to me. Right. Amen. Yes, praise God. Amen. You know why? Because I look to Him. Yeah. I look to the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. My help comes from the Lord. He owns the cattle of those hills.
Amen.
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 He owns the hills and He owns the cattle of the hills.
Amen.
And He's able to bless us any way He wants to. Amen. On purpose.
Amen.
Amen. I like it when God just blesses us on purpose.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? I like it that I can just give Him the glory, give Him the praise. Say, oh God, that's You.
Amen.
Amen. You're so much bigger than my distress.
Amen.
I couldn't wait to get, when Tracy got home, I couldn't wait to get, she got home, so I said, honey, guess what?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I said, she said, what? I said, God done it again.
Amen.
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 I said, He done it again. Praise the Lord. Ain't the first time. And you know what? I'm going to look in those hills, which come my help. I'm expecting it won't be the last time either.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He'll keep coming and He'll keep doing and He'll keep blessing and He'll keep helping and He'll keep encouraging and He'll keep leading and guiding and keeping and correcting. Praise God till I get to glory. Amen. And then all this won't matter none.
Amen.
Praise God. It makes me joy. It gives me joy down in my heart. That's why I like to get down. He said, I can't wait to get to the house of the Lord. I can't wait to get down to God's house with God's people, amen, just to rejoice about how good God is. How good God is to you. How good God is to me. See, I'm not a selfish person. Brother Dean, when God begins to bless you and just runs over, praise God, I rejoice with Him. Amen. That blesses my heart too. Amen. Brother Andrew, the other night, praise God, when God was a blessing you, praise God, and blessing Brother Rock, and blessing Brother Penn and all the others there, praise God, He was a blessing me too. Amen. I was rejoicing over your blessing. Amen. I was rejoicing over your excitement in the Lord. But you know what's wrong with us? Praise God, if we ain't careful, we take our eyes off the hills from which cometh our help. We quit expecting until God does. Amen. We quit expecting, we quit knowing, praise God, that He's able. And we take our eyes off the hills. Amen. And then we begin to wonder and doubt where we're going to get the help from. Amen. But I want to say, if there's any help in this life or in the afterlife, praise God, it's going to be Lord Jesus Christ that takes care of it. Amen. He has all the means to take care of it. And He has all the means to take care of us. Amen. I like that song Brother David and him sung a while ago, praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, pray, He goes exactly what we need, and He can feed our families even when we don't know where the next meal's coming from. Amen. The good God that we serve, praise God, He has manna in store. Praise God. And you can go to that cupboard and think, well, you know, I ain't got enough for supper. What am I going to do now? And you know what? For some reason, you'll just happen to slide a jar back or slide a canister back. And whoa, wait a minute. There's two big old cans of beans.
Amen.
Amen. Just coincidence. No, sometimes I think that's just God. Looking down, praise God, upon us and supplying that need. Amen. Letting us forget about that. In a time of plenty, and I've always told my children, told people, you know, in a time of plenty, need to try to stick a little bit of money back, for our rainy day. Amen. And just forget about it. And sometimes God He'll let you forget about it. And you put it back, and then a time of need will come up. And you go down to the bank and you say, you know what? I don't know why, but for today I'd just like you to just run through my account and just show, just let me, tell me, just print me out a thing of what I've got in each account. You know, your savings account, your checking account. And just print it out, and they bring it to you and they lay it up on the counter and you look at that and you're like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot about that savings account. I forgot I put that money in that. Glory be to God. Bless His holy name. Say, thank You, Lord. Amen. Why? Because He's supplying the need when the need is there. Amen. You say, well, preacher, He didn't put that money back. I did. Who allowed you to work and get it? Amen. God did. God allowed you to make it. God allowed you to put it back. And God allowed you to forget it. Because He knew there'd be a day when you'd need it. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying I'm looking to the Lord, which cometh my help. I've got my eyes on the hills, praise God. I'm expecting until He touches me. And praise God, I can't wait. Now, I can't wait to get down to the house of God just to share the good news that my Lord, my Redeemer liveth, praise God. He's real and He's alive, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And rejoice in fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. You say, well, preacher, I don't care nothing about church. I wish I didn't have to go. God help your heart. Amen. I tell you what, I love church. I love God's people. I love every one of you. Amen. I love to see you and hear worship. I love to hear you sing. I love to hear your testimonies. Praise God. I love the Sunday school teaching. I love the singing. Praise God. Amen. I even like the preaching, even if I'm doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I get nervous. I get nervous as a shot calf when I get every time I get up. But praise God, when I quit being nervous, Brother Dean, I'll quit. I'll be doing it in flesh. Praise God. I do it because I love the Lord. I love to try to encourage God's people. And I want to say, glory be to God. There's a God in glory that loves us and cares for us. And we just need to keep lifting Him up. Keep a look in the hills and come with our help. Because our help's coming, Brother Kevin, from the Lord.
Amen.
He's that ever-present help in a time of trouble. We cry out to Him in a time of distress. And He said, I cried out to the Lord. And He heard me. Amen. He heard me. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He hears me. Amen. But He don't only hear, praise God. He said, I look to the hills, expecting, praise God, He shows up.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. You're going down the road and you're all stressed out. You're worrying. You're fretting over things, or your bills, your family, your finances, whatever it might be. Going down the road on your way to work, and all of a sudden, there's just a still, small voice just slides up against you in the car. Amen. Going down the road, and it just slides up against you, and it says, peace. Be still. Amen. He said, it's all right. He said, we got this. Amen. Praise God. It may be bigger than this world. It may be bigger than this car. It may be bigger than you. But praise God, He said, it's not bigger than me.
Amen.
Praise God. You just take one hand off the steering wheel and you slip it up and say, whoopee. Glory be to God. You just go about your merry way. Amen. That old big long frown goes to a big old smile. Amen. Ajax wouldn't wash off. Amen. Glory be to God. And you go on down the road, praise God, just rejoicing in the Lord all day long. Amen. They used to think I was the craziest thing in the world. Because a lot of times I could work by myself. I'd get back around them big old machines and I can't sing, but praise God, I'd try. I'd get to just praising the Lord. Amen. It was one day I was up under, I was changing oil in a machine, had the drawer slid out and had the filters out. Oil filters and things are flying, praise God. And tears just to run down my face, Brother Dave, just a bawling like a baby.
Amen.
This fella come around the end of the machine, little old black boy, come around the end of the machine. He said, he looked at me like that and he started turning around. He came back over and he goes, are you all right? Tears still, I looked at him, I said, I can't be better. I said, I'm just a talking to my Lord, praise God. But most of praise God, He's a talking to me. He just told me that He loved me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Why? Because my help coming from the Lord. It makes me glad, praise God, go down to the house of God. It makes me glad to go to the throne room of grace. Just cry out and say, Lord God, You're the best.
Amen.
You're the bestest, best thing I've ever seen in my life. God is the best thing I've ever received in my life. Amen. I know what the psalmist is talking about. He is so good. And I can't wait to tell others. I can't wait to get the house of God. I can't wait to see God move upon His people. And I tell you what, the way the devils are fighting right now, God's getting ready to do some great big things for us. He's getting ready to do some great big things, praise God. I'm expecting it. Why? Because I'm going to look into the hills from which cometh my help. Brother Dean, my help's coming from the Lord. Our help is coming from the Lord. And we might as well, praise God, we might as well just get geared up. We might as well just get expecting it. You know what happened last night? I believe I told Brother Andrew, praise God, when we was scheduled to go over there Monday, and I called Brother Penley and told him we was coming over Tuesday evening, he was so excited. Miss Edith said, praise God, he couldn't hardly contain himself yesterday. He was so excited. But praise God, I was too. Amen. I was praying there yesterday morning. I said, and I went over there. I got in the car and went over there, Brother Andrew, expecting God to show up. I expected God to help that dear brother, encourage him in the Lord. But you know what God did? He exceeded, Brother David, he exceeded my expectations. He exceeded my expectations. Exceeded them too, praise God. They went a whole lot faster than I thought they would. Amen. He exceeded my expectations. Not only did Brother Penley and Miss Edith get excited, encouraged, but praise God, I believe every one of us went out of there high-stepping it too. Amen. Why? Because I was looking to the hills from coming my help. My help came from the Lord. Amen. If we're going to get anything, praise God, that we need, it's going to come from the Lord. And if we pray, expect, knowing that here's expecting, looking to the hills, expect until we get it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Expect until we get it. And then just praising God for it down at the church house. Amen. I tell you what, we ought to, everyone, be able to come in here with a testimony and say, praise God. Well, God's been good to me this week. Amen. Amen. You know what happened? You'd get the Cain Heppets. It'd start running over on folks, and they'd start saying, well, glory, let me just tell you what God did for me. Amen. Some people's backward. They're just waiting on you. And if you grieve the Holy Ghost of God, then they'll sit there too. Amen. But praise God, when you get to say, you know what? I want you to say, God's been good to me. Well, you don't have to elaborate on it. Amen. You can say that. Boy, God's been good to me this week, and I just want to praise Him. That might open up, that might break the ice for some of your old saint back there at the back that's just about to bust at the seams. Amen. They come out of there, praise God, with arms aflying and say, well, glory to God, He's been good to me too. Let me tell you what He did. Amen. Why? Because that's just how God works. Amen. When we cry out to the Lord in our distress, we look to the hills which come with our help, praise God. Amen. Our help, knowing our help comes from the Lord. And then glad when they said, when it's time to go down to the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we're glad about it, it's an exciting thing. It's not a chore. It's not a chore to be a child of God. It's a privilege and an honor. Praise the Lord. Amen. Best thing that ever happened to us, be a saint of God. Amen. Stand with me, your feet.